Are you getting ready for your Philmont trek or a summit of Baldy Mountain? Perhaps you live close to sea level and plan to hike some 14ers in Colorado. These trips might result in symptoms or effect of acute mountain sickness, high altitude pulmonary edema, or high altitude cerebral edema, which if untreated could result in death. As altitude is gained, air grows thinner and less oxygen is inhaled with each breath. If you've recently arrived at an altitude of 6,000 feet or higher, look for signs of acute mountain sickness, such as headaches, loss of normal appetite, nausea, insomnia, and an unusual weariness or exhaustion. The treatment is to stop ascending and wait for improvement before going higher. For high altitude cerebral edema, be watchful for loss of coordination, severe headache, bizarre changes in personality, seizures, and coma. The symptoms of high altitude pulmonary edema often appear as a dry cough followed by shortness of breath. But there are ways to prevent these high altitude illnesses. Your preparation needs to include discussing your planned climb with your healthcare provider while undergoing a pre-participation exam. Improve your fitness with regular hikes while carrying a load in anticipation of your climb. Use a staged ascent. If possible, your first camp should be no higher than 8,000 feet. Increase no more than 1,000 to 1,500 feet per day. Practice, climb high, sleep low. Stay well hydrated. And most importantly, stop ascending until symptoms resolve, or evacuate rapidly to a lower altitude and get evaluated by a physician as soon as possible. Find more tips and resources for this and other safety moments at the Scouting Safely website on scouting.org.